You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Another person has announced they're running for governor. Missy Hughes, who until recently was the secretary of Wisconsin's Economic Development Agency, meaning the field of Democrats has gotten more crowded as the field of Republicans got thinner before the weekend. Savannah Tolme-Olson has the details.
Hughes has served as secretary and CEO of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation since 2019. She left her post about a week and a half ago, rumored to be entering the gubernatorial race. Here's how her first campaign ad begins.
I'm Missy Hughes. There are a few things you need to know about me.
Missy's a Democrat who understands the economy.
She spent years growing Wisconsin businesses.
And worked to strengthen main streets across Wisconsin. The biggest thing? I'm running for governor.
Hughes emphasizes her business background and says that is what sets her apart.
I spent 17 years as a dairy industry executive, growing Organic Valley to $1 billion in sales and keeping Wisconsin family farmers on their land.
The field of Democrats running just keeps growing, and now we can add Hughes to the list, along with Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, State Senator Kelda Royes, State Representative Francesca Hong, and Milwaukee businessman Ryan Sternad. Meanwhile, the roster of Republicans running changed last week. Congressman Tom Tiffany joined the race on Tuesday, and Friday afternoon, businessman Bill Berrien dropped out. He was found to be following sexually explicit accounts online, and at least one of them was a trans performer. Although during his campaign, Berrien was critical of the trans community and ran ads saying he would, quote, keep boys out of our daughters' sports and locker rooms, end quote. That leaves Tiffany and Washington County Executive Josh Showman running as Republicans. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tolme-Olson.
Wisconsin Department of Health Services officials are warning residents that flu activity will begin increasing rapidly over the next few weeks. Joanne Krulatz reports.
On Tuesday, the agency reported that flu activity was minimal and stable currently, but other respiratory illness activity, like COVID-19, is growing. Officials are reminding residents to take steps to protect themselves against respiratory illnesses, like ensuring they are up to date on vaccines, thoroughly washing their hands regularly, and staying home when they're sick to help prevent further spread.
The Public Service Commission voted last week to approve the first wind farm since 2011. Isabella Nieto reports.
According to a statement from Clean Wisconsin, the Badger Hollow Wind Energy Center project will be located in Iowa and Grant counties. The commission also approved Whitewater Solar, a solar farm on the borders of Walworth and Jefferson counties. The approval comes after Clean Wisconsin released a report on the local environmental benefits of solar farms, showing how this project will improve water quality in the area.
Gas prices have fallen 6.3 cents per gallon over the last week. The average at the pump on Monday clocks in at $2.82 per gallon. This is 17.8 cents lower than a month ago and over 25 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say this notable drop in most states is due to seasonal factors. That includes the switch to cheaper winter gasoline and falling demand. While these factors have caused relief at the pump, officials will continue to monitor the tropics for potential disruptions to seasonal trends. Prices in central Wisconsin range from $2.69 to $2.72 per gallon. The second human case of West Nile virus has been confirmed in Wood County. The virus does not spread from person to person, but rather through the bite of an infected mosquito. And health officials say the best way to stay safe is to prevent mosquito bites. They suggest using insect repellent, wearing long pants and sleeves outdoors, and eliminating standing water around your home. Signs and symptoms of West Nile virus include fever, fatigue, headache, muscle or joint pain, a temporary rash, or gastrointestinal symptoms like vomiting or diarrhea. 80% of human infections don't show symptoms. A very small percentage of people who do develop symptoms experience serious complications that can lead to hospitalization or death. Wood County's newest park is now officially closed for the year. Wood County Sarah Park closed this week and will reopen next season on Memorial Weekend. The previously private park for mill employees and families saw many campers and visitors this year, now that it's part of Wood County Parks and Forestry Department and open to the public. Other Wood County parks remain open until October 31st. A portion of Dexter Park will stay open through deer hunting season. The street closure of McKinley Street in Wisconsin Rapids is being extended. McKinley Street is closed from 9th Avenue North to 14th Avenue North. It will be extended to include 8th Avenue North starting today at 7 a.m. The project is expected to be completed by the end of October. The Fall Drug Takeback Day is announced. You'll be able to safely dispose of unused and expired medications on Saturday, October 25th. There will be drop-off locations in Marshfield, Pittsville, Rome, Port Edwards, and Wisconsin Rapids. You can find more information at doseofrealitywi.gov. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks without Giannis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks held their media day to kick off their season, but Giannis Antetokounmpo not there. He's in quarantine in Greece after testing positive for COVID. On a Zoom call, Giannis asked how he feels about missing the start of training camp.
Definitely disappointed, bummed out that I'm not able to be there with the team, and just like, you know, as a leader, I don't feel good about this. But at the end of the day, like, this is life. But at the end of the day, I think they will understand. If I'm not there today to see them, I'll be there in a few days, and we get the ball rolling.
College football. The Wisconsin Badgers have a rough schedule ahead with games against Iowa, Ohio State, and this Saturday they travel to Michigan.
Our ability to maintain and sustain some consistency as we continue to push and grow is going to be every bit as important as anything else.
That's the Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There's a new King of the Hill at the theater. Dolly Parton fans, especially those who are headed to Las Vegas later this year to see her live, will not be happy to hear that the singer is postponing multiple Vegas shows. Dolly Live in Vegas was announced in June and was supposed to run from December 4th through the 13th at Caesar's Palace. The country icon posted on social media that her doctors have told her she needs a few medical procedures, but she did not give details. In the post, Parton made it clear she is not ready to retire and wants to be at her best when she returns. Stay tuned. The only way Taylor Swift will be at this year's Super Bowl will be if she's cheering for Travis Kelce, which would mean the Chiefs end up making yet another appearance. Sigh. Swift announced over the weekend that she will not take the gig for the Super Bowl halftime show. Yahoo Sports reports the NFL failed to meet Swift's demands, adding that the NFL is strict about dictating terms for Super Bowl halftime performers. Here's one of Pete's picks. I was late to the party with the original Dexter, but really enjoyed all 8 seasons. I'm really enjoying Dexter Resurrection. The show has the same mystery of its first incarnation, as well as the solid writing, but the Dexter character has evolved into a caring father, which complicates things for a serial killer. The talented cast that surrounds Michael C. Hall includes Neil Patrick Harris, Eric Stonestreet, Peter Dinklage, and Uma Thurman. It's worth a look. And in news almost nobody over 30 cares about, Selena Gomez and her fiancé, Benny Blanco, tied the knot after their 2-year courtship. The wedding took place last Saturday in California. Gomez announced the news on Instagram over the weekend. Taylor Swift was the flower girl and Martin Short was the ring bearer. Other celebrities who attended included Paris Hilton, and there were some celebs with talent who attended as well, including Steve Martin, Ed Sheeran, and Paul Rudd. There's a new King of the Hill at the theater. A big-time director, an all-star cast, and excellent reviews could not keep one battle after another from the top spot at last week's box office. The Paul Thomas Anderson-directed film that stars Leo DiCaprio, Sean Penn, Regina King, and Benicio del Toro opened at the top with $22 million and $48.5 million worldwide. It also set a record as the highest-grossing open of Paul Thomas Anderson's career. Last week's number one, Demon Slayer: Infinity Castle, dropped to number 3 this past weekend with a haul of $7.1 million at the gate. Coming in at number 2 was G-rated Gabby's Dollhouse, the movie, which brought in $13.7 million. The Conjuring Last Rites came in 4th place with just under $7 million this week. It's 5th in theaters. And finishing at number 5 was another new release, horror flick The Strangers Chapter 2, which finished at just under $6 million. Lots of good variety at the box office and more to come. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 79 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low dropping into the low 50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and once again mild, our high in the mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.